You're listening to episode 10 of the GDPR Guy, CCPA Senate Bill 561. Welcome to the GDPR Guy, the podcast dedicated to helping you comply with data privacy rules and regulations. I'm your host, Carl Gottlieb, Data Protection Officer and owner of the data protection consultancy firm Cognition. Each episode, I'll be providing information, insights and inspiration to help you on your compliance journey. You'll find show notes and useful resources on the website, thegdprguy.com, as well as details for getting in touch with me directly. For those of you looking at the California Consumer Privacy Act, the CCPA, Senate Bill 561 was probably centre of your radar. But to the significant disappointment or glee of many of you, depending on who you are, SB 561 is now dead, with the bill failing to receive a single positive vote in yesterday's Senate Appropriations Committee. To explore what this means for Californians and those looking to comply with the CCPA, I'll dive into the bill, what it was trying to do, and what its demise means. In my recent podcast and blog post, I described how the CCPA can be enforced in two ways, by the Attorney General and by individual Californian consumers. But the big difference is that the Attorney General can take action for non-compliance of all parts of the CCPA, whereas individual consumers are permitted to take private action only when their data has been breached. This led to many privacy activists demanding an amendment to the CCPA through SB 561 to extend this private right of action to apply to all compliance breaches, not just data breaches. The Attorney General was a vocal sponsor of this extended private right of action, allowing the burden of enforcement to be spread far and wide. Having the resources to enforce the CCPA was clearly a concern, and in February, he told reporters, "I don't think the legislature wants only the Attorney General's office to be able to protect people's rights. We need to have some help." And in April, Stacey Schesser, who's the supervising Deputy Attorney General on consumer protection, told a Senate hearing that they would only be able to enforce 3 cases per year. Here's Stacey Schesser talking about the private right of action, or the PRA as she calls it, and the enforcement challenge for her office.
I think that the issue here is that there's 40 million Californians, and the scope of businesses that the CCPA applies to is significantly large. And so in order to have the resources and the needs available to ensure that businesses are complying with the law on behalf of all those 40 million people, it would be a considerable amount of people power, right, to making sure that there's responses to public complaints or whistleblowers or, you know, independent investigations that might take place and find out that companies are selling information when consumers have opted out, for example. And so I think that the reason that the PRA is so important here is because it provides a critical adjunct to the work of the Attorney General. So, you know, it would work in parallel in terms of ensuring that the law is enforced. And it also provides so that this groundbreaking law that consumers now have the ability to control how their information is used and whether or not a company can retain that information by effectuating the right to delete and whatnot, you know, to provide those rights and then say, but you can't enforce them if a company doesn't comply, you know, that is just also about fundamental fairness as well.
SB 561 also sought to reduce the workload of the Attorney General's office by removing their requirement for them to advise companies on how to comply with the CCPA. But on Thursday, 16th of May, the Senate Appropriations Committee voted unanimously against the bill, killing SB 561 and giving the Attorney General a huge enforcement headache. Privacy activists will be especially dismayed by the 30-day right to cure period remaining in force, which SB 561 would have removed. This right to cure gives companies a 30-day window to resolve compliance breaches after the Attorney General notifies them of a violation, and so avoid any fines. And with this cure period still in effect, I wouldn't be surprised to see companies now taking a more risk-tolerant approach to CCPA compliance. It reminds me of the expression, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. And for California consumers, their private right of action now remains solely for negligent data breaches. Some lawyers have expressed delight at this news, alleviating concerns over a potential flood of frivolous private litigation. whilst a silent majority within the legal profession will no doubt be disappointed to have lost their big CCPA payday. With SB 561 now gone, the next big amendment to the CCPA to look out for is SB 753, which seeks to give the ad tech industry an exemption from the do not sell rules. I'll let you know when there's an update on this in the coming weeks. Show notes for this episode are available on the website thegdprguide.com, and if you'd like any direct assistance with your privacy compliance, then please get in touch. I'll be happy to help. I've been your host, Carl Gottlieb. Thanks for listening.